and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Navage.
I'm Stacy Lynn in Washington. Snow in California?
I live where there's like no snow ever.
11-year-old Jeremiah Dominguez of Lake Hughes got to enjoy the rare weather event. So how long will it last? Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Betts.
Probably doesn't give up the heavy rain and snow until sometime late on Saturday. And then we'll watch for another system to approach on Sunday in Northern California. All this energy works its way into the middle of the country by Sunday, producing severe weather, including a chance of tornadoes. Then it works into the Midwest and Northeast, and another snowstorm is on the way.
Some not so good news from a reservoir in northern Arizona that supplies water to states in the West. Here's CBS's Stefan Kaufman.
Lake Powell is now seeing its lowest water level since the mid-1960s because of the region's continuing drought. Colorado State University water scientist Brad Udall.
The lake is down 75% from when it was nearly full in the year 2000. So we have a quarter of this lake upon which 40 million Americans depend still left.
As the Russian war in Ukraine enters its second year, many gathered outside the Russian embassy last night in Washington, D.C., where a giant Ukrainian flag was projected onto the side of the building. Alex Murdoch was on the stand for 9 hours over the past 2 days, testifying in his own defense. He admitted to lying about some things, but insists he did not kill his wife and son. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
He had to admit that he had lied about many things. He had to admit about his financial misdeeds. He had to admit that, in fact, he made up things when he talked to the investigators.
The defense is hoping to rest its case by Tuesday, which means the jury would begin deliberations next week. A big-name environmental activist, Aaron Brockovich, attended a town hall in East Palestine, Ohio. CBS's Merrill Rubin.
Environmental advocate Aaron Brockovich launched a legal effort called East Palestine Justice to hold Norfolk Southern accountable and represent those impacted by the toxic train derailment.
You're going to be told not to worry. Well, that's just rubbish, because you are going to worry.
And at the town hall, residents spoke about how they and their pets are getting sick, even though officials tell them the air is fine and the water is safe to drink.
Telehealth visits are here to stay. Here's CBS's Robert Legarry.
Proposed rules from the DEA announced Friday night make permanent certain allowances from the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic for medical providers to prescribe drugs via telehealth.
But there will still be some restrictions on medicines that are more addictive. This is CBS News.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage. Available at Navage.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 30. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows level off around 11, daytime highs approaching 36, tomorrow mainly sunny skies and calm, about an inch of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 15.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. Learn about their upcoming DU Expo at duckexpo.com. That's duckexpo.com. And by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, dnr.wi.gov. I'm Dan Small. Today's show director, Stephen Buzza, previews the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show. Eric Prince talks about the Kai's Peak uphill truck drags in Florence County. And Jim Bobbyash announces March events and classes at the Range of Richfield. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal, year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. All 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. And the firm of Hupe and Abraham has paid thousands of dollars in rewards to help solve crimes, and Michael Hupe is the president of Milwaukee Crime Stoppers. He's offering a $25,000 reward for the next anonymous tip that solves a homicide case. So if you've got a tip on an unsolved homicide case, visit MilwaukeeCrimeStoppers.com. Well, joining me from Wisconsin Rapids, back from almost first place at the Ultimate Panfish League Ice Fishing Tournament in Minnesota, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, welcome back. And you and Todd Forcier did all right, didn't you?
We did. Yeah, that almost first place is what that's the killer, Dan. We did well. We got there early enough to really give ourselves some time to learn the lake and to learn that there was a lot of dead water. But there were a couple things that I would say all of the other teams missed when it came to what they were looking for. We had a chunk of the lake that was pretty much all to ourselves. There were some other anglers in similar places, but this one particular spot we had to ourselves, and it panned out for us. It was a seven bluegill and seven crappie event. So you could hand in seven and seven, and if you handed in seven and seven, you got to hand in an eighth fish, whether it be a crappie or a bluegill. Ooh. So it's kind of a bonus fish. But you had to fill out the full bag in order to do that, and that's what got us. We had our seven crappies with an eighth that went over a pound, but we only had five bluegills. We never filled out that seven bluegill bag, so we couldn't hand in the bonus fish. So we took second place without even handing a limit in, and we were about a pound over third place, and just over a pound under first place, but we would have had that just in the crappie alone. But we just weren't able to pull that off. There's a size limit on the bluegills that they had to be 7 inches. We caught a ton of bluegills, but they weren't over 7 inches.
All right. Gotcha. All right. Well, how many teams were there?
So there's 30 teams that are involved in the Ultimate Panfish League each season. You kind of reserve a spot for the entire season. Todd went and fished with his brother for the first event. We weren't able to make it to the second event, just scheduling conflicts. So this was the third event for the UPL season. We were able to fish this one, and we were able to fish the fourth and final one in Meeker County, Washington Lake. It would be just west of the cities, so about 4.5 hours from central Wisconsin.
All right, and that's coming up soon, right?
That's next week. Yeah, that's next week already. It's the final event, so it kind of runs right back to back. But it'll be fun to see what we can do there. Again, we're chasing big crappies there, but it's going to be chasing small numbers of them using forward-facing sonar to find what we want and try to chase them down. And I think there'll be some bluegills in the weeds we can pick off. I think we'll get our gills by the way everything looks. It'll be if we can get all of the crappies we need at that lake will be the big challenge.
Got it. Well, it sounds like you guys are doing well. You and the team that beat you are both, they're kind of, you're kind of partner teams, aren't you?
Well, we do share a similar sponsor, P3 Plastics, Garcia and Wetzlin and Bartz. Those guys at P3 support both of us. Ben and Colby, the guys that did beat us, they have really rocked the NAIFC world and the UPL world. They really are good sticks, and likely will take Team of the Year in the UPL this year once again. I think it'll be the second year in a row they've done that, and you know, I don't think they expected. They didn't know who we really were. I don't think a lot of the teams expected us to do as well as we did, but we did. We expected us to do as well as we did. So, you know, I did very similar things that I did back in the NAIFC, with the advantage that now we've got this forward-facing sonar, and it changes the game entirely. I hate the term game changer, but it really, it's an entirely different world. Funny story, just real quick. Day one, the Humminbird live imaging wasn't working. We didn't realize there was a cable that had twisted apart, basically. It was just a connection. And so we spent the first full day doing it old school. Walk about, you know, 60 steps, drill a hole, check with a flasher, nothing there. 60 steps, drill a hole, check with a flasher, nothing there. We put on miles of walking that day. The second day, once we figured out the forward-facing sonar just needed that connection, we were able to get it going. Man, did that just... That sped up the whole process. It was way less walking and way less demanding on everybody's legs and hips.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, you know, I've learned the hard way that the first thing to check when your electronics don't work is the connection, and that's usually the case with me on the boat. Now you know the same thing, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. We've got a giveaway this week, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show. I've got 6 pairs of tickets. It's March 9th through 12th. It's at State Fair Park. You'll hear more about it in just a couple of minutes. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Make sure you leave your name, number, and email address no matter how you contact me and mention the Sports Show ticket giveaway. Coming up, Stephen Buzza previews the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show. Eric Prince, Director of Economic Development for Florence County, is going to talk about the Kai's Peak Uphill Truck Drags happening on March 11th. It's quite an event. And we'll kick things off with Jim Bobbiash talking about March fun and classes at the Range of Richfield. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
The Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am, returns to Kalahari Resorts and Conventions in the Wisconsin Dells March 24th through 26th. Come see the latest products, gear, and equipment for hunting and outdoor enthusiasts. Try before you buy cutting-edge products and shop special show-only pricing. Also, bring your buck for scoring in the Trophy Deer Contest. Purchase tickets in advance online at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. The Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo is presented by Progressive and Can-Am.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience, located just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, where Highways 41 and 45 split, and online at therangewi.com. And joining us for our monthly conversation about classes and events and other good things at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash. Well, Jim, welcome back, and we say this every month, where did February go?
Oh, man, Dan, first of all, hi, it's good to hear from you again, and you are right. I can't believe, you know, 2022 is in the books, it's over, and now we're into the end of February. Unbelievable.
It is the shortest month, but still.
Well, it was 28 days this year, so yeah. It was only, you know, a couple days short. I guess the only part I like about it is that we're just that much closer to having some nice warm days and less snow and ice days.
Yeah. So what's new with you folks?
Well, we've been very busy. February was a great month, and our availability for guns is improving daily.
Good.
We're even starting to see the more popular models become available and showing up in our inventory. And actually, I'm also seeing that they're starting to make deals. So apparently, the manufacturing has caught up, and they've got quite a few in inventory, so it's starting. So I'm hoping that now through the summer, if prices don't come down anymore, that they'll be giving deals. I know some of them are giving free magazines. Some of them are just lowering the price or sending in a rebate, which is great.
Uh-huh. Good.
And I got to say that our consignment business has exploded. Boy, we have a huge number of pre-owned guns that are available. And some of them have never been shot, believe it or not. Somebody won it a long time ago, and then they never shot it, so they brought it in, and it's now here and up for sale. So it really pays to stop in periodically to see what kind of surprises we have on our shelf. Because it's always changing. It's just absolutely amazing.
All right. Well, how about ammo? How's that looking?
Well, ammo's okay. There are certain calibers that are just not available yet, but we are very fortunate. We recently received a nice shipment of the more popular calibers, and we do have enough ammo here to shoot. As a matter of fact, we haven't done any parties over the last 2 years, almost 3 years. I don't have enough ammo to feed a large party, and I've actually got three of them coming up in March and April.
All right. Well, how about safes? Let's continue the good news.
Safes continue to be a great product right now. There was a time over the last few years that it took anywhere to 4 to 5 months to get a safe, and now I'm getting them within 45 to 60 days, depending on which one you order. And if you don't want to wait, we have a huge selection of safes in the showroom that are priced to sell. I think I have like 20 to 25 different models on the floor and at least 50 in the warehouse. It appears that Liberty is also catching up with demand. And now they're starting to give us some price relief also.
Oh, good.
They'll fall right directly to the consumer because we're in the business of selling safes. So, you know, if you're looking for one, come on and take a look around because there are going to be some deals.
Wonderful. You're going to be at the sports show, I understand.
Yes. Speaking of safes, our sister company, Richfield Safes, will be at the sports show on March 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. We'll have a 10x20 booth, and we will be offering special sports show pricing on select safes. And this pricing will be both at the show and here at the range. We have some inventory that we're trying to price properly, so we did some pencil sharpening, and the numbers are going to be pretty nice. So again, if you can't make it down to the sports show, you can get to the range and get the same deals.
Hey, that's great. It'll be good to see you at the sports show. I'll be there all 4 days, of course.
I'm looking forward to this. It should be pretty exciting.
We haven't talked about classes yet. What's going on there?
They are going strong. Some of our more popular ones are men's and ladies' concealed carry, which is going to be on March 14th and March 26th. First shots is always a popular one. That's March 1st. Drawing from concealment, that's the basic class. That's on March 16th. The NRA basic pistol course, which is on March 25th and 26th. That's a two-day class. And then we'll also have the NRA instructor course on March 4th and 5th. These are all great classes. They tend to fill up fairly quickly. If one of those catches your eye, give us a call or jump online or go on Facebook, get registered for it. And we will be offering them again midsummer. And we kind of slow down again because people are on vacation. We also have our IDPA on Saturday, March 11th. And that has become very, very popular. There's room for 40 shooters, and typically that fills up immediately, which is great. And then we also have a ladies' night, and that's going to be on March 29th. And this month's topic is car safety and traveling.
Ah, okay.
So it's going to be kind of cool.
And you've got some special events going on too, right?
We do. We are partnering up with Operation Finally Home for a fun evening of shooting, awards, food, drinks. It's a fundraiser. It's on March 23rd. It's a great organization. It provides custom-built home, mortgage-free, for wounded and injured veterans, first responders, and their families here in Wisconsin. You know, to learn more, you just go to OperationFinallyHome.org. This is the, I believe it's the third year that we've done this. The first year, I think we had like 30 people. Last year, we had over 100.
Which wow.
Is just awesome, yes. And this year, we're expecting probably 120. So it's a great chance to try out 12 different guns. They're going to have some great food, and I know they're going to have some cocktails. And they always got some nice raffle prizes.
Very nice. Okay, OperationFinallyHome.org.
You know, that or they can just call here, and we can give them information or get them to the right locations so they can sign up. It's really a worthwhile organization.
Well, any final words before we let you go?
Well, I just want to mention that, you know, these are still kind of trying times, and there's nothing like a little lead therapy to help clear your mind and put you in a great mood.
Yeah.
So stop on in. We love talking guns, and we love to show you what's new and what the rest of the year is going to look like. I look forward to seeing you here at the range or at the sports show, which is coming up again in just a couple weeks.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks so much. I will see you at the sports show, and we'll talk to you on the radio once again in about a month.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Dan.
You bet. Jim Bobbiash, president of the Range of Richfield, and the range is located on Helson Drive, where Highways 41 and 45 split, and on the web at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV, UTV trails, and lots more. Details at exploreflorencecounty.com. And there's a big event coming up in just a couple of weeks. And joining us now to talk about that is the director of Florence County Economic Development, Eric Prince. Eric, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Oh, Dan, so glad to get things going again and nice to hear from you.
We are going to be talking to you probably on a monthly basis, if not more often, about some events and activities and things folks can do up there in Florence County. And this big event coming up March 11th, tell us about it.
So this is the Kai's Peak Uphill Truck Drags. It's pretty much an all-day event. Kai's Peak is our ski hill here in Florence. It's a pretty big draw. We'll probably see over 4,000 people come to this event. It's towards the tail end of the ski hill's year, so season, so to speak. And what they've done is they've created a path on one side of the hill where it's still all snow covered, and people bring in their cars, trucks, you know, it could be your daily driver, all the way up to these $200,000 nitrous oxide driven trucks. It's really aggressive driving, and it's a side-by-side race up the hill with in the six different classes of trucks and cars. The gates open at 8:30, and then the races begin at 10:30. Admission is $10. Kids 12 and under are free, and food and beverages, that's all sold on site. No carry-ins, please. There's all sorts of different modified trucks. The event, it's really exciting. I actually worked it 2 years ago. I wasn't there last year, but it really changes with the weather. The year I worked, it was 58 degrees. You know, they had to stop racing because the hill just got, it was really granular. So so they couldn't control the trucks towards the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
But then last year, it was 10 degrees, and the hill was great. And like today, I stopped by there, and I saw Ray Mills, who runs it, and the hill is just in awesome shape right now. So we're hoping that the weather is with us for the next couple of weeks till we get to the 11th. So that's kind of the overview. So you come up, you watch the races, eat some food and, you know, a beverage and just enjoy the atmosphere. It's just pretty awesome. You know, I like trucks. Boy, when they have snow flying out of them and flying up the hill, it's pretty cool stuff. The proceeds from this event go to the Kai's Peak Ski Hill Committee, the Florence Volunteer Fire Department, and the Blue Ox Trail Riders, who actually are the people that take care of grooming all of our ATV, UTV, snowmobile trails, and they do an outstanding job. That's what the proceeds are for. And then something else to know for this year is that we don't want people parking on Route 101. It's dangerous. You know, it's a 55-mile-an-hour highway, two-lane highway.
Yeah.
This is our fourth year, and we've learned over the past couple of years that it's not just the safety of the drivers on the hill and the people that come in and the volunteers. It's all the attendees and where they park, and we want them to be safe. So there are parking areas that are located at Great North Bank, Florence High School, Florence Visitor Center, Northern Lights, Annie's Trading Post, Left Sports Bar, and we have four shuttle buses that run every 15 minutes. So you're going to get there. The buses are constantly running. They do a great job. They keep you safe. We even have certain traffic patterns changed for it so that folks are safe. We've added additional parking for the trucks this year across the street from the ski hill, and we've made some modifications with trees on the hill for safer truck finishes. Is a new PA deck. We're actually going to enclose it because our announcer was a little cold when it was 10 degrees out there on the hill last year.
Yeah.
There's six different classes. There's different fees for the different classes. There's a guarantee this year of $15,000 in cash payouts.
Wow.
The cash prizes and trophies are all given at the end of the day to the top, you know, two or three finishes depending on the class. I think that's pretty much your overview. I mean, anyone can go to exploreflorencecounty.com and check out the event. The other thing to keep in mind is registration is going to open pretty soon here for the racers. And they're going to do that. It's going to be an online registration on the Facebook page. It's called the 2023 Kai's Peak Uphill, one word, Truck Drags on Facebook. The registration will definitely shorten the check-in process for Saturday morning. You know, we want to make sure that the races start on time at 10:30.
Yeah.
So I think that might cover everything.
You really laid it all out there, but I do have a couple questions. So for folks who are not familiar with the area, Kai's Peak, it's spelled K-E-Y-E-S, but it's pronounced Kai's. So if you're looking for it, you know, look for something. It starts K-E-Y, and you'll find it.
Yep.
I was going to ask you, how in the world do you handle 4,000 people in that small area, a ski hill and the small town of Florence? But you pretty much answered that by having remote parking and shuttle buses. That's great.
Yeah, you know, we have people coming in from all over the place. The trucks come from five or six different states around the Midwest. For all the spectators, it may be a drive just for the day. It may be a couple of hours. Right now, I don't believe that there's really any place available as far as accommodations for overnight. We do have an overflow that, you know, people will stay in the likes of Iron Mountain or elsewhere. We're trying to do everything we can to have more accommodations going forward. But right now, I heard that it's pretty tough. So plan accordingly.
Yeah, okay. For somebody who's never seen this, and for people who are wondering, what in the world is this? So these are drag races, so it's two vehicles at a time, and they're actually racing on a snow-covered ski hill going up the hill, correct?
Going up the hill. That's it.
What do they have for tires? What do they have for tires to do that?
Well, here's the thing. So there's six different classes, and when you start with the A class, that normally goes, I don't know what order they're going to go in, so, you know, don't kill the messenger here, shoot the messenger here.
Yeah.
For example, I drive a Jeep Wrangler, just regular tires. It's not jacked up. It's nothing. I just drive it every day. I can actually register if I want to be in the A class, and I can try driving up there. There are a lot of stock vehicles that make it. There's people that make some fun like a, you know, an old AMC or something like that, and they put jacket up and put big tires on it. There's that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
When you get to the E and F classes, that's where people are trailering these these trucks that have, I don't know, like, you can look at the pictures online. I mean, some of these things are huge, you know, Fords or Chevys or whatever, that and they have these big mutters on there that they put on. And,
yeah,
and they'll have different types of tires, because don't forget, if it's 10 degrees, the hill, it's going to be harder than when it was 58.
Yeah.
It was really granular. So they'll make tire swap outs. They take that stuff into consideration. Art Chandler, who actually was a racer, he's now the announcer. He told a story about this one guy that actually drove his regular driver up here, and he ended up making it through three different levels.
Wow.
He raced A, he raced B, and then he raced C, and then he lost. But it was because of the condition of the hill that he was able to go as far as he did. There's a lot of different variables into the whole race, and it's just, you know what, it's fun. It's just fun being out there. The people up there, you know, whether it be the local folks or the folks that come in, everybody just has a great time. It is a fun time.
So if I wanted to, and if I were crazy enough, and if I didn't tell my insurance agent, I could bring my Explorer, and you and I could race up that hill.
Yes, we could.
maybe another year, Eric. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll get. You know what? I'll talk to Ray about maybe. Yeah. Maybe we could do something about that next year.
Yeah, we could have a celebrity race or something. You know, you're a local celebrity, and people call me that.
No,
so.
I was going to say you're the celebrity.
Yeah. All right. Well, before we let you go, one more time. What's it cost, and what are the hours?
The gates open at 8:30. Races start at 10:30. Spectator admission is $10. Kids 12 and under are free. Please don't bring any food or beverages. That's all sold on site, so we don't allow any carry-ins. For those of you that are considering racing, go to Kai's Peak Uphill Truck Drags. Uphill is one word. You can register there. There's $15,000 in cash payouts. I know that the classes A through D, the entry fees are $35. $100 for the E and F classes. If anyone has any questions, please reach out to Ray Mills. His number is 715-889-3378. That's 715-889-3378. Or Jordan Stanek at 906-367-0652. That's 906-367-0652. And of course, if anybody has any questions, they don't want to reach out to them. If they have other questions about the area, et cetera, they can reach out to me, Eric Prince, at 715-528-3294 here at the Office of Economic Development.
Kai's Peak Uphill Truck Drags on Facebook is the place to look, and Kai's is spelled K-E-Y-E-S, like keys, but it's Kai's. Kai's Peak Uphill Truck Drags coming up March 11th. There in Florence, Wisconsin. Well, Eric, thank you so much.
And thanks so much for the time, Dan.
You bet.
Really appreciate it.
You bet. And I hope everybody has a great time up there. It's an exciting event. Folks, you can learn more about it on the Facebook page I mentioned, Kai's Peak Uphill Truck Drags, or exploreflorencecounty.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Get outside and let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for a safe Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 miles of wooded ATV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, 7 wild river waterfalls to hike to, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to the exploreflorencecounty.com lodging, dining, and recreation tabs to plan your trip.
The 82nd Annual Journal Sentinel Sports Show returns to Wisconsin State Fair Park March 9th through 12th. The longest-running outdoor recreation show in the nation features big-name entertainment, outdoor skills learning, and hundreds of vendors and businesses. Headlining the show is outdoors woman, TV show host, author, and social media personality Eva Shockey. Learn fishing strategies from Bass Elite Series pro John Cruz. And self-proclaimed grillologists Mad Dog and Merrill will demonstrate their grilling secrets. For Journal Sentinel Sports Show tickets and information, go to jssportshow.com.
Introducing the all-new OutdoorNews.com. The most trusted source for all things out of doors in the Great Lakes region just got better. At OutdoorNews.com, you'll now have full access to every outdoor news story, breaking news and updates, our comprehensive fishing and hunting reports, pro tips, and much more for our seven-state region and beyond. Top hunters and anglers look to Outdoor News to keep them up to date and ahead of the crowd. Now it's easier than ever with the all-new OutdoorNews.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Light the lamp.
Go the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at SeizeTheAwkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The 82nd annual Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show at State Fair Park is just 2 weeks away. You'll find information and advance tickets at jssportsshow.com. And joining us now to talk about the sports show and its features and what you can expect when you come is show director Stephen Buzza. Stephen, thanks for joining us and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Dan, so happy to be here. Thanks for your support of the show over the years.
Yeah, and you mentioned years. I've been working this show for almost 40 years, and, you know, it's a rite of spring for a lot of folks here in Wisconsin, and I know a lot of listeners are looking forward to this year's show. What can they expect to find?
Yeah. First of all, let me say as the director of the show, thank you for your support over the years. That's tremendous. I hear this from a lot of different vendors up there and a lot of Milwaukee people. I think the biggest draw this year, Dan, is going to be Eva Shockey. We're super excited about what Eva will bring to the show. As you know, there's only been two women on the cover of Outdoor Magazine, and she's one of them. Queen Elizabeth was the other back in 1976. But besides Eva Shockey, you know, we're bringing in John Cruz, two-time Bassmaster champion. We have a lot of giveaways, which is different and a change from years past at this year's show. I have four stages instead of three as in years past. A number of great exhibitors that really have show offer only specials. So really trying to get Milwaukee Sports Show back to what it once was.
Well, that's great to hear. And yes, I know a lot of us who've been there for many years, we've seen changes, and I'm glad the show is still alive and well. And it's actually the oldest sports show in the Midwest, I think, and maybe one of the maybe the oldest in the country. I don't know if the Harrisburg show is older than ours or not.
I don't know the answer to that, but what I do know is the people that want to present, the vendors that want to be there, and more importantly, the guests of Milwaukee, you know, they want this show to be popular, and that's what we're going to try to do again.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned Eva Shockey. I know a lot of folks know who she is and know her dad, Jim Shockey. Any idea what she's going to do, or is it a big surprise?
I'll give a little bit. How's that, Dan?
Okay.
I don't want to spill everything out here. Eva's going to come in. I'm very happy to tell everybody in Milwaukee. She's going to be interviewed on stage by Tim Van Vorn from Fox 6.
Oh, okay.
So excited to have Tim there also. It's going to be a Q&A on the Lumberjack stage. And, you know, Eva might even be giving some things away. How's that sound?
Cool. All right. Well, you mentioned Lumberjack stage, and of course the Lumberjacks have been an integral part of the show for as long as I can remember. And that's an exciting part of the show. You've seen it, of course. What do you think the Lumberjacks bring to the show? What is the appeal?
Another great question. You know, they're going to present three times at the show, all 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The one thing that you will see different if you've been to the show before with the Lumberjacks is there won't be any chainsaws this year. They're going to run their skill course, and I think that's really exciting for people to see because it's things you don't see normally in life, right? Climbing a log or sawing a log in half, the log rolling contest. You know, normal people don't see that every day. So it's kind of fun to come down, sit, you know, relax a little bit and watch a nice presentation.
And I'm glad you mentioned chainsaws because, as you know, that's an issue for a lot of folks. we don't have to talk about it because they're not going to be there, but that's good news. Yeah. I'll put it that way.
I agree with you, Dan. I was there and it was rather loud. And, you know, the one piece I want to share about that, because thanks for bringing it up, Dan, is there's a lot of vendors there that have show-only offers, as I've mentioned. And it has to be a good revenue stream for them, this show also. And the reason why I say that is, you know, the invention of the Internet has not really helped the consumer show business, right? But what I love about consumer shows, or even the Milwaukee Sports Show, is you can come down to the show and you can look Dan Small right in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that on the Internet.
Nope.
And that's why I think it's really important to give the vendors an opportunity to sell and talk about their products and services. So that's why I got rid of the chainsaws.
All right. Well, that is good news. And you mentioned four seminar stages. We've got the Lumberjack stage, the Usinger's cooking stage, the hog trough, right? The fishing demos with a huge aquarium there full of fish usually. And then
I have an outdoor stage.
Right.
An outdoor stage is going to encompass a lot of different things. Obviously, it's things that happen outdoors, right?
Sure.
I have some hunting demonstrations. I wanted to integrate diversity into the show. So I have some women doing some hunting demonstrations also on that stage. And cool. I'm excited about that because cool. I know there's female hunters out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the fastest growing segment of the hunting population. And then you've got right. other things going on. Mad Dog and Merrill are staples at the show. I mean, they've been there, gosh, I don't know, 20, 30 years maybe. They've been there a long time.
Yeah, you know, happy to have them. As you said, they're just a staple at the show. You know, there's certain things you don't pull the plug on, and they're one of them, including Dan Small. sorry, but it's true. It's true. Mad Dog and Merle are extremely entertaining. People love the Usinger sausage. Happy to have it there. The one piece I do want to touch on that cooking sausage, because I am doing something a little bit different this year, because of a very sad tragedy that happened with the police officer in Milwaukee last week. And I asked Starla, and she's a certified teacher. She's going to do a seminar on the cooking sausage. Okay, on Friday at 2 o'clock, it's about your home safety plan.
Uh-huh.
You know, the poor officer in Milwaukee was shot and killed, and I just think it's important that the show recognize it. We know that happened,
yep.
right?
Yeah.
And she's going to do something about some safety plans you can have at your house.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, and she is a certified shooting instructor, as you probably know. That's great. She's the right person to do that. Well, gosh, trophy buck contest, that's back. People
yeah.
can bring in a deer head or antlers and have them scored, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Excited for the Wisconsin Buck and Bear Club. Great organization. I'm excited to have them. We're letting people free admission if you bring your trophy with you. And obviously, get them scored. And we just ask that you come back Sunday to pick them up.
Yeah,
obviously.
Right. Otherwise, you and I will have a whole collection of antlers, won't we?
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And then kids are welcome, and there's a lot going on for kids. You mentioned that I'll be there. I will be there all 4 days. And, of course, in my area, we've got the fly tying going on and the laser shooting gallery. We've done that now for, gosh, maybe 10 years, and it's really popular. Those fly tires, they keep track of how many flies they send out. And some years it's 600 or 700 flies over the course of the show. Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yes.
I saw it last year, Dan, and I know I spoke to you real early in the planning process, and I said, you know, I really love that. I think it's really neat. I'd like to add some signage for it because I think I want people to know it's there because I think it's a really neat give back to the community. And so it is exciting. We have a lot of stuff for kids. You know, if you want to see Doug James, Donnybrook Dog Training, always exciting, right? I mean, he's been there a long time.
Oh, yeah.
It's neat stuff. We also have on a cooking demonstration, which is new this year. It's Greg Carson. He has this nonprofit. I want to call it Learn to Fish with Us is what it is.
Yep.
And it's not necessarily for kids. I got to be careful with that because Greg gets upset with me, and I don't blame him. You know, it's not for kids. Sometimes seniors, they want to learn how to fish. They've never fished in their life, and they're retired, and now they want to fish.
Yep.
Well, Greg's crew will teach you, and I'm excited to have that. You know, not only to have people be able to purchase things, but also an education to the outdoor community in Milwaukee, and I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, and Greg is a great instructor. I've known him for years. He does a wonderful job. There's also the air rifle tournament, the archery booth, the big old trout pond. That's, you know, I know a lot of people who've caught their first fish at the trout pond at the sports show.
Yeah, excited to have all that stuff, Dan. And I know some of it, people may say, oh, it's been there forever. But, you know, you mentioned earlier, there are staples at this show. And the trout pond's one of them.
I mean,
you can go back and do some research, and it's an important part of the show. You know, you don't want to get rid of the things that Milwaukee expects to see when they come, right?
Absolutely.
You know, your grandfather took your dad takes you, you know, it's like, this is what you do, right? You try to catch a trout.
Yep. Yeah, I've had folks come up to me at the show and say, you know, I got started in hunting and fishing by watching your show and by coming to the sports show and learning how to do it and fishing in the trout pond. So, I mean, it's a legacy
awesome.
Creation is what it is.
That's awesome. Love that. I love that, Dan.
Before we let you go, show dates, we know it's coming up in 2 weeks, so what are the dates?
March 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Okay, and the show...
Wisconsin State Fair Park.
And the show hours?
The show hours, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and the event hours are 10 to 8, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then 10 to 5 on Sunday. So please be aware of that, everybody. We do close at 5 o'clock on Sunday the 12th.
Very good. All right. And they can get tickets right there at the show or online if they want to save a couple bucks and get them in advance.
Yes, sir. And I would would almost recommend that because it makes the process a little bit easier. I know people get angst with the long lines sometimes, and I apologize in advance for that. But we will try to separate the lines by have tickets enter here and buy tickets enter here. We are going back to all three halls, Dan, which is the first time in a while at this show, which we will have two entrances.
Very good. So North End and West End, right?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, and we are giving away several pairs of tickets this week and next. I'll mention how that happens at the end of the show. We mentioned it at the beginning, but is there anything else you want to share with us?
Yes, one thing, Dan. I just want to say thank you to you, your organization, and how you've promoted the show, not only this year, but for the past 40 years. It does not go unnoticed, so thank you.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much. I look forward to the show every year and look forward to seeing you in person, and maybe we'll show you how to tie a fly.
I'd love to learn, Dan. Thank you.
All right. Stephen Buzza, he's the director of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show, the 82nd annual version of this show coming to State Fair Park, March 9, 10, 11, and 12. Information and advance tickets at jssportshow.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
The 82nd Annual Journal Sentinel Sports Show returns to Wisconsin State Fair Park March 9th through 12th. The longest-running outdoor recreation show in the nation features big-name entertainment, outdoor skills learning, and hundreds of vendors and businesses. Headlining the show is outdoors woman, TV show host, author, and social media personality Eva Shockey. Learn fishing strategies from Bass Elite Series pro John Cruz. And self-proclaimed grillologists Mad Dog and Merrill will demonstrate their grilling secrets. For Journal Sentinel Sports Show tickets and information, go to jssportshow.com.
The Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am, returns to Kalahari Resorts and Conventions in the Wisconsin Dells March 24th through 26th. Come see the latest products, gear, and equipment for hunting and outdoor enthusiasts. Try before you buy cutting-edge products and shop special show-only pricing. Also, bring your buck for scoring in the Trophy Deer Contest. Purchase tickets in advance online at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. The Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo is presented by Progressive and Can-Am.
Get outside and let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for a safe Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 miles of wooded ATV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, 7 wild river waterfalls to hike to, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to the exploreflorencecounty.com lodging, dining, and recreation tabs to plan your trip.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Introducing the all-new OutdoorNews.com, the most trusted source for all things out of doors in the Great Lakes region, just got better. At OutdoorNews.com, you'll now have full access to every outdoor news story, breaking news and updates, our comprehensive fishing and hunting reports, pro tips, and much more for our seven-state region and beyond. Top hunters and anglers look to Outdoor News to keep them up to date and ahead of the crowd. Now it's easier than ever with the all-new OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. Cedar Lake Sales will have lots of boats on display at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show, March 9th through the 12th. At State Fair Park. Check out their website or Facebook page for details. We're also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. Find out more about their upcoming DU Expo at duckexpo.com. That's duckexpo.com. And by the Wisconsin DNR Hunter Education Program. Want to go hunting? Sign up for hunter education or learn to hunt classes at dnr.wi.gov.
And our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin may not be airing where you live now. You can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And you can watch the show on the regular airtime on Milwaukee PBS and also in the Twin Cities on Minnesota Public TV there. And if you're looking for information on deer hunting, Deer Hunt Wisconsin, our TV show, is on our Deer Hunt Wisconsin YouTube channel.
If you want to take us with you on the road, maybe you want to listen to some past episodes of the show, you can check us out online at lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page, and you can download this show and past shows and listen to us at your leisure each and every week. You can find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
This week's giveaway, 6 pairs of tickets to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show. If you're a winner, you're going to get 1 pair, not all 6. But to enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email me at dsoradio@gmail.com. However you call us or contact us, make sure you leave your name, phone number, and email address and mention the sports show ticket giveaway. And here's another giveaway you might want to enter. German Precision Optics, or GPO, is sponsoring 1 of 8 two-day youth turkey hunts in North Carolina for young hunters aged 10 to 15 and an adult companion. The hunts will take place in April on an 11,000-acre private ranch. There's a lot of room to roam there. And it'll be filmed for release on Edge of the Wild on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Meals and lodging are included. You just have to get there. Winners will also receive a Mossberg turkey gun with a GPO red dot sight and a pile of turkey gear from 6 other sponsors. To enter this drawing, go to GPO USA Optics on Facebook. GPO USA Optics, and I'll put a link on it to it on my Facebook page. Jeff, is Robert old enough to enter that? Or will he be?
He just turned 10, Dan. This last week, he just turned 10 years old. Yep.
You might want to enter him. Well, coming up next Saturday, March 4th, a sportsman's breakfast at Emmanuel Lutheran Church Commons in New London. Doors open at 7:30, breakfast at 9, workshops at 8, and again at 9:45. Guest speakers include Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss and several other notables. Tickets are $8 in advance, $10 at the door. You can buy tickets in New London at Johnny's Little Shop of Bait, the New London Chamber of Commerce, and the Emmanuel Church office as well. That's next Saturday, March 4th. DNR is still looking for bear dens for their litter and diet survey. If you know of any, go to the DNR website and look for bear den survey, and you'll find a way to report that location. They're not going to capture the bears. They just want to put tags on the mom, a radio collar on the mom, and measure the little tykes as well. Permanent ice shanties must be removed by certain dates, and those dates vary depending on the water. You can find details on the DNR website under keywords ice shanty removal. Well, our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You can hear more of his tunes at warrennelson.com. And if you're within driving distance of Washburn this Saturday, which is today for most listeners, February 25th, Warren and friends are playing tonight at the Harborview Event Center in Washburn. He'll sing some of his original songs from the 18 musical shows he created over the past 47 years. The show starts at 7. Tickets are $15 at the door. They might even play the Outdoor Wisconsin theme song if you ask them. I sent Jack Gunderson and Warren the lyrics just to remind them in case they've forgotten. I don't know that they've forgotten, but they'll have. And I'll be trolling. Get outside this. Be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
For Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News Time.